Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not to get off bad parenting tips, but it last night with the Braves real quick, that game was what, Mike, remember when we were talking about the Braves yesterday and I was like, I was not sold. Tiffany said, how are you on the offense? I said, I'm cautiously optimistic. I need a little bit of clutch hitting. And State came in here. Robin chastised at me. They scored like 18 runs in the past two games. I go, yeah, do it when it's a tight game and I need a big hit.
Can we do it this weekend too?
And I would say that this is a team who's, what, won 12 of 16, and they've won five straight series, and they're coming off a sweep. They have had timely hitting as of late more than ever. And last night in that seventh inning, I thought that was probably as timely of hitting as we've seen for this team all season, where Olson gets the big hit to put him ahead, and then Luke Williams gets the hit. I mean,
what his story is, he's been with the L.A., Philadelphia, San Francisco, Miami, and now Atlanta. Journeyman.
And he looks like he's 23.
Yeah.
He doesn't look very old, but
he's a track guy in high school. 100
was he really? Yeah,
school,
yeah. That makes sense. They've used him some pinch hitting, pinch running situations.
And I really did a deep dive on Luke Williams. His sister plays softball at Iowa State, the Fighting David Archers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Are they Midwest people?
I think they're from California, yeah. Actually. But good for him, though. That's only his second start since getting called up. He's just trying to scratch and claw a career together. Laureano, good has he been?
He's been unbelievable.
What, the other night goes Oppo? Last night goes Oppo? He's just – what a likable, rootable team they are right now with the cast-offs.
Yeah.
They're not the juggernaut they were last year. They're about to injure, but they are very likable and rootable.
It's the lens of expectations, right? It's the lens of expectations. What do you expect? Not only that, but how many zeros, I guess, are on your pay stub? But when you look at guys like that, and I mentioned this to Bo earlier, I think next spring and spring training is going to be a lot of interesting kind of roster moves. When you look at some of these guys will get invited to spring training, and when you look at how many kind of B players they've had to bring in just to make it at the end of the season, but have also put a good foot forward.
Yep.
Urshela is another one that obviously did not play last night, but has put a good foot
forward. He's a little banged up is what Snit was saying.
Yeah, and so I think when you look at that, you look at the depth of the pitching, the 40-man next year will be interesting. But last night was a weird game, man. You can't go much further without highlighting Chris Sale. He was very, very good, win number 15, all the above. And the strange thing is, I don't know if he was his best. But
no, he had to grind a little bit. Remember that fourth inning?
Well, it was a game.
He had a lot of deep counts, but Minnesota's great. They're fouling everything off.
Yeah, it was kind of a tale of two outings for him, like, because the first three innings, he was dominant. I think he got through three innings, he'd thrown like 35 pitches. And then that fourth inning, to your point, Rob, I think he threw like 35 pitches in that inning alone.
Yep.
And it was crazy how Then he grinded through. He got hit in the face with a ball, a comebacker. It came off his glove.
What did the interim pitching coach say to him? Went out there and said something. Normally, Chris Selby, like, don't come out here. Leave me alone. Interim pitching coach comes out there, says something, and he gets out of the inning.
So he said, man cool. up.
Man up.
You're Chris freaking Sell. Act like it.
Act like it. Sounds like that line from Rudy. Hey, Falcons quarterback has a new address. And are we going to talk about the roster again? Can we just play football?
We're going to talk about the practice squad roster.
That's okay.
Which has been announced. Well, how about this?
Just hit somebody. Hit any damn body. Run the damn ball. Get some takeaways. Don't turn the ball over. Let's go to the playoffs. There you go. There's your recipe right there.
You left the one thing out. You got to do score more points.
Score more points. Nah, just hit somebody. It's Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 99 again.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.